Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffun.net.
And now, on 1FM, literally coming into your ears, Princes of Filth, Lee and Herring, live from Edinburgh, home of hard drinking, illegal drugs, all-night sex, and the largest radical theatre and experimental dance festival in the UK at the moment. Edinburgh, roughly 37 miles from Kincardine and capital of Scotland.
Hello.
I'd like to go to Scotland. I'd like to wear a kilt. I'd like to show off my two legs and do just what I wilt. I'd like to go to Scotland and show off my two thighs. I'd like to wear a mini kilt and poke you in the eyes. I'd like to go to Scotland and be so very bad, and wear a micro mini kilt of plaid.
Lee and Herring on 1FM, wasting another valuable hour of your life.
Time has come to go out of your mind.
Lee and Herring on 1FM. Up to no good, I shouldn't wonder.
Okay, Danu and Hootsman.
Yeah, hello, I'm Stuart Lee.
And I am called Richard Keith Herring.
That was King Missile there doing their Scottish song that I chose for tonight.
And I've chosen this music, especially for all the Scottish listeners who will really like it. It's
yeah,
great.
I bet they really love it, Rich. I bet they're not thinking, I wish that bloke would just go back to England and stop playing like stupid traditional music to like annoy us, don't you think so?
No.
I know, well, as I said, we're in Edinburgh tonight here. That means I've actually got to go at 9:40 to go and do a live show somewhere else, but don't tell anyone on 1FM because I'm hoping to get paid for the full hour and that no one will notice.
Pete isn't here at the moment because he's doing a live show at the moment, but he'll be here about 9:30, but I think we're better off without him, frankly,
probably,
for half an hour.
Yeah. Competitions tonight, yeah, phoning.
Phoning competition, it's called True Life. We want you to ring in with a fact about Edinburgh or the festival or someone on the festival, and we have to decide whether it's true or false, the thing you've said.
Yeah.
If you trick us, you'll get a badge saying, I tricked Lee and Herring and Peter Bainham, although obviously that wasn't quite as impressive as tricking the first two.
Call in if you know a false or true fact about Edinburgh on 071 765 4925. And our second competition tonight is to win free tickets to see me, Stuart Lee, tonight at 9:45 at the Pleasance. What you have to do is run here to Broadcasting House, Queen Street in Edinburgh, from wherever you live in Edinburgh, and the first two people in a queue outside the door at 9:30 will ride across town with me as if I were your ordinary friend rather than an ordinary unknown sort of media thing, in like a taxi and stuff, and then you can come in free to me at 9:45. So run! Run!
Hello, aren't they lucky, Stu?
Yes.
You can't come to my show because all my tickets are selling out properly.
All right, okay.
But Stu is quite good, Stu's show. I've got to say that because he's here.
I can just reiterate that phone competition there. That the number to call in on is 071765. And if you're running in to see me, just come in and go push through all the crowds of people and go to the desk and say what it's about.
Okay.
Yeah. What have you? I'll give you an example of lies you might want to do, right, to ring in about Edinburgh. What can I say? Can you think of one?
Jeff Green, a stand-up comedian, his grandfather was Scott of the Antarctic. What do you think that? True or false, too?
True.
It's false. Stu would have won a badge there, but it's obviously not very much use to him because he wouldn't want a badge saying I could trick Richard Herring and Stuart Lee.
Wouldn't be any use to me.
He's stupid.
In the news this week, we've been looking at the papers. We see Peter Cushing is dead.
That's very sad. But what I want to know is how can they be so sure that he's dead? Because We've all seen him in his films, haven't we? And it's all a bit scary. I think the only way they can be sure is that when he gets it to his funeral, they should rip open the coffin, stick a stake through his heart and chop off his head and wave it at his astonished relatives and mourners. Then at least they'll know that Peter Cushing is gone. There's nothing he can do to them now.
You've made a bit of a mistake there, Rich, haven't you? What you've done is you've confused Peter Cushing's like acting role with him as a human being. It's different.
Yeah, I have, but he is actually a vampire as well.
It's true. It's just a coincidence.
You have to watch it happen. That is coincidental. Not often in many ways. It's like Julian in Neighbours is really called Julian in real life as well.
Lots of tributes in the papers, isn't there? In the Sun.
The Sun was a great tribute to an 81-year-old man's life. They summed up his life with the headline, Fangs for the Memories, which I think is very apt moving.
Yeah.
What tribute would you give to him?
I'd like to see them show Dracula AD 1972 on the television again.
Oh, yeah.
It's great, that.
Have you seen it?
I've only seen the first 5 minutes as a little kid, but it stayed with me forever because it starts off with Dracula AD 1972.
Scary.
Which was more frightening at the time, but now it seems like
It doesn't seem
get
so frightening.
In 1972.
In 1992.
22 years ago.
But then
it starts off with a bloke lying in a hospital,
yeah.
And he's lifts up his hospital bed sheet. And he looks down under the sheet and he goes, ah! And then it cuts to something else.
That's really good. That wasn't Peter Cushing, though, that you've seen.
No, I didn't even see
it. He might be terrible in that film, but, ooh, AD 1972, ooh! I'm not going to that 1972.
No, I know. I hope that Peter Cushing's family are given more slack by the vicars that want to bury him. If they want to. There's a guy who was buried this week, and his family wanted to put Dad on his grave, and he weren't allowed to.
That's very sad, isn't it? Yeah. But
lower the tone of the cemetery, apparently.
Yeah, well, because it seems a bit ironic because the vicar has got hundreds of dead bodies in his garden. Seems
already
a bit rich for him to say about dignity and stuff.
No, and what if the bloke's name was Dad as well?
Yeah,
Dad Harris,
or Dad Norman, or back to Neighbours again.
Yeah,
because the bloke who plays Stephen, the amazing wonder cripple who can get better in about a week.
Yeah,
he's called Lockie Daddo in real life. So what are they going to put on his grave? Lockie O.
Well, yeah, that's one way you can amuse yourself anyway, is willfully misinterpreting the news. But another thing that's fun that we've been doing is we've been reading books, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Me and Rich. I read Brian Keenan's account of being a hostage in another country.
And I read the John McCarthy one there. The storylines of the books are very, very similar. The events are broadly the same. But the good thing about them is they are written in very, very different styles.
Brian Keenan and John McCarthy.
Diaries of Despair.
Another faceless day. The darkness lifts and the routine again grinds into being with its crushing regularity. The food plate slides in. Dry bread, dirty water. Even the act of nourishment itself has become a form of torture.
Breakfast with Brian again. He seemed cross about something. Grumpy pants. Stale crust again. What I wouldn't give for Nanny's eggy bread. Still, mustn't grumble. It is nice to try the cuisine of a different culture. When in Rome, as Mr. Kingsley Horse used to say.
Brian Keenan and John McCarthy there.
What I want to know, Stu, is who is the real prisoner, hey? Is it Brian Keenan in his cell chained to a wall? Or is it the businessman in his 9-to-5 job chained to his desk?
Well, it's Brian Keenan, isn't it, obviously?
Yeah, it is.
No, he's in a cell.
Yeah.
This is Fuzzy from the new album. It's called Flashlight.
There's a lot of shows to see in Edinburgh. We want to guide you to some of the best if you're coming up. So coming after this is some unbiased opinions of ordinary members of the public on the street.
Finch?
Yeah, I have. I saw a Stuart Lee show, which is at 9:45 at the Pleasance Attic every night. And he was just the most original and best stand-up I've ever seen, really.
The best two shows I've seen in Edinburgh so far this year are the two shows. One is, it's called Richard Herring is Fat. It stars Richard Herring from the radio show Herring and Lee. And that's at the Pleasance upstairs at 7 o'clock every day. And then I also saw another great show, which is called This Morning with Richard Not Judy. It's got Richard Herring in it at 11:30 in the Pleasance Courtyard, then it's in the Pleasance Attic.
There's this excellent show called Peter Bainham Serves Four. That, when was it on? That's right, 8:15 in the Pleasance upstairs.
Kevin on the line, give us your true lie or fact lie, please, Kevin.
Okay, Stuart Lee is in fact in London.
Ah, that's a lie, we know that for sure, because we're in Edinburgh. Although the phone number is in London, it's an antiquated BBC system by which there's only one phone the BBC's got, and then you have to... So there's a long string running from London to Edinburgh, and you're now talking along that string. We're genuinely here. Come and see our shows. We'd be mad to have to go down there, man. So no badge for you, Kev.
Good try,
mate. All right, see you later.
Bye.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? Have you seen any good shows yourself, have you?
Well, I saw a great show. It was, it was your show, Stuart Lee, on at the Pleasance.
It is good, isn't it?
It was very good. I really enjoyed it thoroughly.
I saw a good one as well, actually.
What did you see?
I saw your show, Richard Herring is Fat.
Oh, did you like it?
It was quite good.
Great. Seen anything else?
No, actually, even though there's like 800 shows listed in the Fringe programme here in Edinburgh, they have all been cancelled, apart from yours, mine, and Kevin Eldon's and Peter Bainham's.
That's amazing.
They've been cancelled due to the course of events.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they've been cancelled.
Probably do quite well.
You'd have thought so.
If there aren't any other shows on.
I know, I hope so. Anyway, one comedian who has made it up here, though, with the regularity of the proverbial bad penny.
I
know, hasn't it? No, it's also Nick Hamilton's on. Hello, Nick. Thanks for coming.
All right, lovely to be here, boys.
For younger listeners, is one of the godfathers of alternative comedy. Yeah. And it's really great to have me. What are you up to then this year in the show, Nick?
Well, you know, it's a pretty political show, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I have always been political. It might sound a bit naff, but life to me is politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can get a political angle out of anything.
Yeah?
Anything at all.
Okay.
All right, lads, name something and I'll get something political out of it. Go on.
Otters?
Go on, something else. Go on.
Straw.
Straw. Maggie...
Oh, okay. Anyway, how did you get into comedy, Nick?
How did I get into it was a couple of years back now. It's 1979.
Cool.
And I was down the old comedy store.
Must have been amazing times.
Comedy store in London, I tell you, in those days, right, as far as comedy was concerned, it was anything goes. Anything goes, right?
Yeah.
Long as it was about politics.
About politics.
Right?
Yeah.
And I remember I was down there one night with my mates, and they were going, go on, Nick, have a go, you know. So I went up and did a couple of slogans I was doing on the old Socialist Workers' Party marches at the time. Now, I wasn't very good. I mean, sort of the first thing I ever did was, like, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we really hate? Thatcher.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty simple, you know, but a big cheer, and I was off. You know, but of course, I've moved on since then, and I've developed the act. So these days I do stuff like Thatcher says for Britain she will give us job creation, but as far as jobs go, Britain is just one hallucination, right?
Very good, that. But what I remember most, my generation probably remember you most for, is the man... from the Tudor crisps ad. You know, we used to do the catchphrase in the playground. I like crisps, me.
And you're in those crisp adverts. Adverts.
But isn't that against what your political views? Isn't it a bit hypocritical of you?
Well, no. I've got a clear conscience about that, but about the crisp thing, you know. Because, I like crisps.
Right.
You know, I think they're good for you. And I think other people should like crisps like me. So, and you know, listen, right? No animal, right, has ever been killed to make a crisp. Yeah.
Well, there's animal fats probably in the flavouring and coatings and stuff.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, but most importantly, though, I mean, Chris keep people in jobs, right, down there in the factories.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, what's really a buzz for me is that I'm helping to put something back into the Irish potato farming community after 10 years of British oppression.
Well,
right?
it's 25 years, actually.
Well, it's hundreds of years, really.
Yeah, historically, it's hundreds of years.
Well, no, whatever. Now, I'm keeping the crisp theme in my show, because I'm doing one up here at the festival.
All right, well, if we could just move on there. We'll be back to you in a minute, Nick, but to ask you about your show. First, it's Pizzicato 5 with a song called This Year's Girl. This is a group, the transvestite Japanese girl group, featuring one real woman and two men with beards who wear dresses. It's very interesting. Listen to the words.
What's your name?
Maki Noya.
Your birthday?
March 12.
What's your star sign?
Pisces.
Your blood type?
A.
What type of men do you like?
Happy Japanese or shy foreigner.
What type don't you like?
Cheap guys.
Who are your current lovers?
I have one.
Rich, what is your name?
It's Rich.
Stu.
Stu, what is your name?
It is Stu. Rich, what is your favourite chew bar?
It's the Stinger chew bar, Stu. Stu, what kind of girls do you like?
Happy Japanese or sad foreigners?
What's your favourite food?
Raw food.
What food don't you like?
Food that makes me fat.
What's your favourite fashion?
Fashion that's cute, gorgeous, and in bad taste.
What fashion don't you like?
My uniform when I went to high school.
What's your hobby?
Barbie dolls.
What were you doing last Sunday?
I went to Meiji Shrine.
When did you wake up this morning?
11:30 a.m.
Who's your favorite fashion designer?
Betsy Johnson.
Favorite lipstick?
Elizabeth Arden.
Foundation?
Max Factor.
Perfume?
Coco.
What color hair do you wish you were born with?
Red.
Rich, what color hair do you wish I was born with?
Bright yellow. Stu, what's your favourite crop parasite?
The sarcoptic mange mite.
Are you a good cook?
No.
What food do you cook best?
Tomato-based.
What do you wear when you sleep?
Pajamas.
Rich, do you like bread?
Yeah.
Do you like margarine?
Yeah.
Do you like bread and margarine?
Why do you want to know?
Nothing.
What's the happiest thing about your life?
Was born.
How about the saddest thing?
It's too sad. I can't tell you.
Rich, are you gay?
No. Are you?
No.
Why did you ask?
I just did.
What part of yourself do you like best?
Nothing.
What part of yourself don't you like?
My body is too thin.
What part of your personality do you like best?
I am easygoing.
What part of your personality don't you like?
I am easygoing.
What is your habit?
I mess up my room.
When was your first love?
In fifth grade.
What kind of guy was he?
A guy who had long hair that I found in the library.
What type of guy is your current lover?
A mysterious person who makes me laugh.
What do you expect from him?
It's a secret.
Rich, do you believe in elves?
Yes.
Do you believe in magic?
Yes.
Do you believe in God and Jesus?
No.
What did you dream last night?
Even though my poster was all over town, no one noticed me. That was a dream.
Do you believe in dreams?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in jinxes?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in magic?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Rich, what did you dream last night?
Even though my poster was up all over town, no one noticed me.
That's a shame. You'll lose a lot of money now, never mind.
Yeah, it's awful.
Brian Keenan and John McCarthy.
Diaries of Despair.
My family's faces have faded from my memory. Sometimes for seconds they appear in sharp focus, then they're gone again. I wonder if I'll recognize my sisters if I ever see them again. Will they recognize me? These bastards have stolen my present, my future. And now they're stealing my past.
Brian was a bit tetchy again today. I told him to keep his pecker up, and he looked at me as if I was a nutty person. It's almost as if he doesn't like being chained to a wall in a tiny space with me. I'm trying to make the most of it. It's not half as bad as the places I had to sleep when I was backpacking round Europe in my year off. That youth hostel in Rome. I can cheer myself up by thinking of Jill and what she's up to. I wonder if she's bought that new hat she was talking about. She's probably going to give me a good telling off when I get back. Tea will be ruined.
Brian Keenan and John McCarthy there. Mm. Real voices of despair from their books, not just Rich putting on a voice. And don't forget about the competitions tonight. Phone in on 071 765 4925 with true or false statements.
The winner badge.
Yeah, and also you can come and see me for nothing tonight if you can be bothered at 9:45. If you can get here to Queen Street, BBC Broadcasting House, Edinburgh, where we are, by 9:30, run in, push past the crowds of people and say you're the first two people, and then you can come and see me and go in a taxi with me and meet me, actually meet me. Not
what
just
a marvellous... If only I could enter this competition, Stu.
You could meet me.
Oh, God, imagine I what wish. It'd be like. I wish.
Yeah, anyway, Nick Hamilton still with us. Nick Hamilton.
Come on, see my show if they want, you know.
Yeah.
You could, get a few people, it'd be nice.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing a two-hour, one-man show at the Brezhnev Room. It's venue 206 down in Queens Ferry. Yeah. Show's called Gotcha Fetcher. Got everything, poems, mimes, stand-up, bit of juggling. Lots of different sort of media I'm bringing in. I've got this visual thing where I make this sort of statement, right, by burning this effigy of Thatcher. And what I'm saying there is that, like, you know, Thatcher should be burned.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. What about, do you bring your catchphrase, the older, I like Chris Me?
Well, yeah.
I like Chris Me.
Yeah.
Do you bring that into it at all?
Yeah, all right. Well, people still remember the Chris thing, I thought, use it, you know. Yeah. So I actually end the show doing a song dressed up as a packet of crisps, you know, like I was in the ad, if you remember.
Oh, I do,
you know, going down the steps and all that. And the twist is, on the front of the pack, you can see that the flavour is socialism. So that's the point that I'm making there, see?
Right.
But, I mean, I've got a song.
Yeah, love
to. Don't forget, Brezhnev Room, venue 206. I'll do this one after I've burnt the effigy. It's called Burnt to a Crisp.
Thatcher, Thatcher, no one can catch her. Thatcher, the Thatcher, only hit like a matcher. So let's all smash her, Mrs. Bloody Thatcher. Thatcher, Thatcher, Thatcher. Maggie, 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 out, out. Yeah. Thatcher, Thatcher, if you were a packet of crisps, you wouldn't taste the bacon, you would taste the piss. Ooh. I like crispy, but I don't like Maggie. Thatcher, Thatcher, Thatcher. Maggie, 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 Maggie. Ow, 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 oi!
Wow.
Thanks for the end.
Killing children in their beds.
Yeah.
Shooting drugs into your head. Thatcher, Maggie, Thatcher. She is clubbing seals and poisoning wells. Building atom bombs and making spells. Thatcher, Maggie, Thatcher. Maggie, Maggie, Maggie. I like crisps, me.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, one thing, Nick, you are aware that Mrs. Thatcher isn't in power anymore, aren't you?
Isn't she?
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel, on 1FM.
Now it's time for another one in our occasional series where we celebrate the life of someone who hasn't been particularly good and hasn't been really rubbish either, but has just been, you know, in the middle of that.
1FM with Lee and Herring, a celebration of mediocrity. This week, William Makepeace Thackeray.
How to do it.
Take out all the books of the 19th century novelist. Scour libraries and old bookshops for ones out of print. There are loads to choose from.
The memoirs of Barry Lyndon.
Catherine.
Novels by Brilliant Hands.
The Yellow Plush Papers.
The Book of Snobs.
Vanity Fair.
Henry Esmond.
The History of Pendennis.
The Adventures of Philip.
Dennis Duval, a fragment.
James's Diary.
The Irish Sketchbook.
Thackeray was educated at the hotbed of mediocrity, Charterhouse Public School, as were mediocre progressive rock band Genesis. Celebrate Thackeray's mediocrity by listening to Mick Rutherford from Genesis's solo project, Mike and the Mechanics, whilst making satirical observations of 19th century social manners.
Thackeray exploited the highly mediocre comic form of satire, or as it was then known, satire, long before the likes of present-day run-of-the-mill satirist Ben Elton, Rory Bremner, or Nick Wilton were even born.
Celebrate the form of satire here by writing down the words John Major, Grey and Peas on the cover of an exercise book and then show them to your friends, pulling a clever face.
Thackeray's one excursion beyond mediocrity to being quite good came with his 1847 novel Vanity Fair. However, this novel is very long, boring and totally irrelevant to life today, so celebrate it instead by reading a copy of much shorter magazine, Vanity Fair, which has nice colour pictures and free gifts, whilst wearing 19th century clothes and pulling a clever face.
Thackeray got a place at Cambridge University, but failed to distinguish himself as a student and left after a year. Then he tried to become a lawyer, but once again failed. He bought two newspapers, they both failed. He stood for Parliament as a Liberal candidate, but failed to win his seat. He failed also in investment and the world of art. And his marriage was a failure. Celebrate his failures by having aspirations clearly beyond your ability, and consequently messing up your entire life. You might also, as a tribute to Thackeray, like to take a lot of money out of the bank, set it on fire, and flush the ashes down the toilet.
If you can't be bothered to read The History of Pendennis, 1850, then why not watch a video of 20th century mediocre satirical act Punt and Dennis?
William Makepeace Thackeray's middle name was Makepeace, and he always referred to himself as William Makepeace Thackeray. Celebrate Thackeray by giving yourself a really stupid middle name like Ringpiece, Timepiece, Greenpiece, or Chimney Factory. And then rather than being embarrassed and ashamed of it, tell everyone what it is and then pull a clever face and expect them to be impressed.
And remember, folks, by celebrating mediocrity, we celebrate the essence of what makes us human. So celebrate where'er you can, ye fools.
Celebration of mediocrity there, thanks for that. Don't forget, if you want to claim free tickets to see me, you've only got 5 minutes now to get from your home to Queen Street, and there's no one here yet, so obviously it's not very popular.
That showed those 19th century novelists, too,
didn't it?
They won't do that again.
Yeah, we've got the mailbag in front of us.
Great, lots of letters.
Thanks for all your letters. We will be replying to them sooner or later. We're a bit busy at the moment.
Due to the course of events.
Thanks to Richard the Watcher Parkin, who wrote in and offered his services as our personal besotted psychopathic fan. Said he will, for no fee whatsoever, stare at us all day, lurk dangerously in shadows at night, and of course make a collection of our most personal keepsakes and keep them in a scrapbook at home. If you wished, he writes, I could make threatening phone calls to you both at home or at work, and it goes without saying that I would try to make some sort of attempt on your lives. Nice thought, Richard, but we have already got one fan like that, but
we've
it's good.
Several, but
it's
thank
genuinely
you.
Genuinely like that.
And back to the celebrity head on the body of an insect.
Last
I don't know if you remember that, that there will be a, the, this will happen when the technology becomes available. We've had some great pictures in. The best one comes from Sharon or Symbol sort of thing, who's put Andrea Gassi, the tennis player's head, on a ladybird. So when the technology becomes available, that will be the first one to get done.
Yeah, and there'll be something in the post for you, what we feel appropriate.
Yeah.
I think we've got some calls coming in.
Yeah. We've got John from Dumfries.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's your true lie?
Well, it's just that, what's his name? Peter Bainham's parents are... Yeah. Edinburgh is actually made out of them.
Right, do we think that's true or false?
Nah, it's false.
It's false, I think. Are we right?
Oh, well.
Sorry. Oh, bad luck. Yeah. Good try. And,
it wasn't going to work.
It wasn't going to work. Try it. You have to...
Oh, well. I won your illegal lottery last week, by the way.
Did you?
Did you? Oh, good, nice, mate. Have you had the money now?
Yes, I have. Got it.
Good.
I'll spend it all at once.
I won't. I've kept it all.
You have to wake up early in the morning to trick us with your lies. Francis from York... Is Francis there?
Yeah.
Hello. Well, quickly, give us your true lie. Quick.
Right, if you went to see every play at Edinburgh, you would waste 3 years of your life.
That is true, actually.
True?
Isn't it, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
it's true.
We're
Francis,
right again. Thank you.
Make sure they got your number. This is Stereo Lab from the new album. It's called Ping Pong.
Bigger slump and bigger war.
is the news with Catherine Mitchell, followed again, once again, followed by the news for your name.